Sunday and Monday, Parshas Bamidbar, Shir 305. One of the Talmidim of the Yeshiva of Radin by the name of Rav Chaim Yitzchak Popka, who was zeichet to serve the Chofetz Chaim many years, used to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And they asked him, did the Chofetz Chaim wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? And he said, yes, the Chofetz Chaim put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And he added that one time the son of the Minsk Gadol came to visit the Chofetz Chaim, and he asked Rav Popka, who was a bacher then, serving the Chofetz Chaim, he asked him to ask the Chofetz Chaim why he wears tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And he asked the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim said as follows, it's not because of Frumkeit, because the Gra says that if a person wants to be Yetzel all the shittas of tefillin, he would have to wear 24 pairs of tefillin or 64 pairs of tefillin. There's a big discussion in the Sefer Kesarosh, Ois Yud Gimel and Yudalit, exactly what the Gra's calculation was. But the Gra said, if a person wants to be Yetzer Shittas, there are endless Shittas that a person could be Yetzer. And the Gra said that he's Muchan when he comes to Beznin Shalmala to prove to Rabbeinu Tam that there's no reason to wear more than the tefillin of Rashi. So because of Frumkeit, the Chofetz Chaim said, that's not why he would wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. But he explained to his Talmud that we learn Taisvis, and we learn many Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam. And eventually, Be'ezer Hashem, when he comes to the Olam HaEmes after Me'ev Asrim, he's going to meet Rabbeinu Tam. And it's going to be very not Gishmak if he didn't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And that is the reason why he wears Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Not because of Frumkeit, but simply because he knows he's going to meet Rabbeinu Tam, and he wants to be able to say that he wore his tefillin. And you see from here an amazing thing. When a person learns somebody's Torah, he will meet him in Olam Haba. You get a connection to that individual. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim knew that he's going to meet Rabbeinu Tam. And even though Api Halacha, he wasn't mechoyev to wear the tefillin like the Shita Sagra, but still, he didn't want it to be uncomfortable, and that's why he wore a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And when a person learns a certain sefer, he connects to that individual. And in Olam Haba, you will be sitting with that individual, or at least meet that individual. That's what we have to understand and appreciate when we have an opportunity to learn someone's Torah. We have to realize that we are connecting with that individual.